Boy, things have gotten really weird.
Yeah, it almost seems like every day you don't know what to expect. So we are going to try and help get you through it.
I'm Charles Feldman.
And I'm Mike Simpson, and we're the hosts of the new podcast, Coronavirus Daily. We bring in some of the top experts all around the world to ask the questions that you have.
Because we are all in this together, and you know what? We are all going to survive this together.
Again, Coronavirus Daily on the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Hey, it's Mike Mulligan.
And David Haw here.
Being live and local with 670 The Score is more important than ever.
So as America adjusts to a new work-at-home environment, trust us to keep you informed, entertained, and occasionally make you laugh during these uncertain times.
Just tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score from radio.com.
And stream The Score live from your smart speaker instantly.
670 The Score is live and local, a radio.com sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto.
Hey, Alan, just football-wise, as you're trying to stay ready for the season, who have you been able to get on the field with, and what have you been able to accomplish so far? Have you been able to work with anybody?
Yeah, I've been able to get on the field with Mitch quite a bit. You know, we typically get on the field about four times a week. You know, so just being able to get on the field with him, and also being able to just kind of do some different things on my own, conditioning wise and plyometric wise and stuff like that. You know, being able to keep still maintain a very good regimen of what I'm doing. You know, I feel in great shape. You know, I feel like I've been extremely productive, you know, throughout this quarantine and throughout this off season. So again, for me, you know, like I said before, I know for a fact, you know, that my best days of football are ahead of me. You know, I'm still trying to continue to stack these work days in the bank, you know, so I can bring that to the table once the season comes.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That is the voice of Allen Robinson. And he spoke yesterday via Zoom to the media, and he talked about working out and getting ready. And it's a big season for him because his contract expires at the end of it, and he is the number one receiver on a team that what did I see? They were ranked 22nd out of 32 teams in terms of their receiving core by one of these national rankings. And Allen Robinson would account for I don't know, 90% of that rating.
Yeah, no doubt. Who's Nick Foles thrown to? That's what I want to know.
See, this is it. You already have him picking sides, don't you?
Well, he's going to the park four times a week with Mitch Trubisky, developing that rapport and chemistry that's going to mean everything, right, in the season? No, it doesn't mean anything. It really doesn't. I think it's funny. It's amusing. It's something that we pay attention to in June. But ultimately, they did the same thing last year, and it didn't really help. I'm glad they're staying in shape. I think that's positive because they don't have the OTAs. They don't have the benefit of going to the facility. But I think it's one of those things that will be overstated in terms of significance, the fact that Mitch and Allen Robinson are playing catch 4 days a week.
Whoa, Chief. Are you not thinking that, I don't know, I see Tom Brady throwing to guys, and it's a huge story. Mitch throwing to his number one receiver. I mean, don't you think at the end of the day, Matt Nagy, when he can't figure out who's better on Zoom, is going to turn to an Allen Robinson and said, and say, who should it be? Who do I start? And Allen Robinson could say, well, whatever you do, don't start Mitch because he can't complete a pass in the park. Or maybe, hey, Mitch seems to have zeroed in on me in the park.
These are things that fall into the category which I'll refer to as pandemic-related problems, because these are problems created by the pandemic, because we have nothing else really Bears-wise, content-wise, to discuss or analyze, because these aren't relevant workouts. Tom Brady is meeting his receivers for the first time.
He's
working with them. Plus, he's Tom Brady, you know?
I'm kind of having fun with it. But I do think that someone ought to find out where the park is that they're going to and get a camera down there immediately.
Mitch and Allen Robinson?
You don't want to watch that?
Only if I'm having trouble sleeping. No. I'm not that interested in that. I'm curious to see where Nick Foles is, his head is at. I'm curious. I would have, here's what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear from Mitch Trubisky today. I would have loved to heard from Nick Foles today. One, from Mitch, how, you know, his state of mind has been something that other people have spoken about this entire offseason.
Yes.
We haven't heard from him since the end of the last year's regular season. I'd like to hear him speak for himself.
I would like to write the script for what he would say. I mean, I think that could be a lot of fun if we just got Mitch to repeat various things and we got Nick Foles to say things. I would love to kind of have, you know, Mitch, you know, threaten everyone around him. I'm going to kick his rear end. And then you have Nick Foles say things like, it's my year. They promised me it's my year. And I just think you could have a lot of fun with it. Just things that have been said in the past by various Bears quarterbacks, have them say them. And then you could have Lovey taped saying, you know, Nick is our quarterback or Mitch is our quarterback, whatever one you prefer. We could just have fun with audio with these guys.
What is your level of curiosity, or what is your working theory, I guess, why they postponed the availability for both quarterbacks today? They did not cancel it. They postponed it. And so we won't hear from Nick Foles or from Mitch.
I want to believe that they believe the things that were said yesterday were more important than anything that's going to be said today. That's what I would like to believe. There is a part of me that believes that they have been saying all this stuff about how combative Mitch is going to be, how competitive Mitch is going to be, how tough Mitch is, and how serious he is about this competition. And now they realize that everyone wants to hear it, and they're not sure they can pull it off, so maybe it's better to not do that. I think it has nothing to do with Nick Foles. I think it's one of two reasons. It's because, again, I want to be generous about it, because they know that they're telling an important story and they want to concentrate on that. But I also, part of me suspects that they don't want anybody trying to put a finger on the pulse of Mitch to find out if his blood is boiled by this competition or if he's just kind of, yeah, whatever.
But they've had so long to prepare for that reality and for so long to think about his response to that situation and that competition. I have to wonder if it's at all related to the fact that, you know, Drew Brees spoke and everyone's being asked about this now, and they're going to be asked about the anthem policy. They're going to be asked to put into words what they feel about what Drew Brees said and how that reflects the locker room, because the Saints issues in that locker room are going to be issues that every NFL locker room has to confront and address, and maybe they're not adequately prepared to put their quarterbacks out there and speak on behalf of the team when they don't quite know what direction they're headed yet, and maybe they want to avoid a controversy.
You know what that sounds like? That sounds like you're saying they haven't been able to, you know, they haven't had enough rehearsal time and Mitch hasn't memorized the response they want from him. that's what you're basically saying, right? Yeah. See, now, I think it's Mitch related. I don't think it's because of anything with Nick Foles.
I just think that we haven't heard from Mitch. I think that's what everybody wants. We've talked about it. We talked all week about how we can't wait to get to this, to hear how he sounds. Not necessarily what he says, but how he sounds. Well, if he sounds like he's ready for a quarterback competition, I'm fired up. Let's go. All this stuff. I think we need him to be engaged, and maybe they don't feel like they can deliver that.
All week we've been talking about the importance of listening and the importance of introspection and the importance of hearing from other people and people using their platforms to improve and elevate the conversation. And I do believe that this is a missed opportunity, not necessarily because of Mitch Trubisky, and I'm not going to make a cheap joke at his expense, but I do believe that Nick Foles is a leader in the NFL, and I do think that Nick Foles is somebody with a perspective who we would benefit from hearing. And I definitely believe that we could improve our perspective by listening to what Nick Foles has to say. So get him out there. Let his voice be heard. Don't squelch it if you're squelching it out of fear, out of whatever it is, because I think he has something to say. You can go to his podcast. He's talking and talking, talking.
Yes, he is.
So I don't.
Would it be unfair to hear from him? In other words, it's a moment of leadership, and he could deliver it. Could he win the quarterback competition if they let him talk?
I think that you would, if they want to factor in those kind of things as intangibles. I know Matt Nagy talked about the things he'll be looking for in the quarterback and evaluating the competition, and they were all very specific traits and qualities and things. If you hear Nick Foles put into perspective the things we've been talking about, I think you get a sense of why they wanted him and what makes him a unique leader in the eyes of people who have played with him. You know, Kyle Long was on the station with Zach talking about Chris Long's opinion of Nick Foles as being a rare leader. I want to hear that guy talk. I want to hear that guy this week. I think it's important that his voice be out there.
I am not arguing with any of that. I guess my question is simply, if you're not going to decide the quarterback competition via Zoom, if he's the better Zoomer, is that unfair to Mitch?
I hate that Zoom plays such an important role in a quarterback competition. That's ridiculous. The
Mitch,
best quarterback
should
play.
Yeah. Okay. I just think it's I think the whole thing's fairly absurd, I guess. The idea that you canceled it or postponed it or whatever. I just think it's kind of crazy and kind of goofy, and it's kind of Bears, and they did it at 10 o'clock last night, and again, they didn't realize that they confused Thursday with Friday. They thought they could bury the news in the news.
What is
cycle.
Going on?
Because I don't know.
They released a statement at 9:15 on Jordan McCaskey. They make this announcement last night at 10:15. Is this working at home thing kind of changing the work hours? Are they making these decisions after dinner?
They're like a high school student, Oh, yeah. When is it due? Well, I'll get it in. As long as I get it in by midnight, I'm okay.
No kidding. High school student, college student. I mean, these hours that these college kids keep. How old do you want to sound? I mean, trying to go to bed last night, and my son's in the basement playing his music. Come on, it's late.
What was he listening to?
Let's see. What was he listening to?
What are the kids into
night?
Now?
Russ, I think it was. Maybe. Hmm. Not Russell Wilson.
Russ Matera?
No. Hey, speaking of guys with something to say. Did you catch any of what Russell Wilson had to say yesterday, my guy?
I would like to hear from Russell Wilson.
He was terrific. He was outstanding. He was eloquent. He was everything that you wanted to hear from a professional athlete. And I think the contrast when we're talking about and dissecting what Drew Brees had to say, Russell Wilson had his moment yesterday, and it was really, really pretty powerful.
Yeah, he's good. I mean, I don't think there's any way that you could look at a guy like that and not think that he had leadership skills. And the other thing about Russ, even from the moment he came in, it was like he had swallowed the cliche handbook. He had every one of them written down and posted. And I mean, he's one of those guys that's a true believer in all of the kind of football jargon stuff. So. I haven't heard what he had to say about the world, but I would imagine that there'd be a lot of positive, upbeat, overcoming stuff, because that's what his message has always been.
Well, he opened up about his own personal experiences with racism, and he did not talk much about football at all, but you could see in the way that he talked about it and how open he was. Yeah, this guy's a leader, and this is a guy who had something to say, and it was definitely a good time to do what we should be doing. Listen to what Russell Wilson had to say. Athletes have, you know, sometimes very important messages, and that was one I was glad I heard.
Well, all right, David, fun day yet again, and we want to thank some people. Want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Means a lot to us. Thanks to our guy, Dustin Rhodes.
We don't have turds on this team.
Yeah, he's the executive producer of the program. Kevin Zipak handles all of our sound issues. He is a very issue sound guy.
But sometimes you should shut the up.
That's the only problem with him. And Ray, God bless you, Ray.
Thank you, Ray.
Yes, we always think Ray.
Hi, Madonna, over this way. There you go.
And Molly, you know what? Ian Happ and Eddie O with Dan Bernstein today. Yes, Eddie O.
Yes.
That is an embarrassment of riches. Have a great day, David.
You too, Molly.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
If it is to be said, so it be. So it is.
You're listening to Mully and Haw, Chicago's number one sports morning show. They cover all of Chicago's teams, from the daily wins and losses to the most historic moments in Chicago sports. When you think Chicago sports, think Mully and Haw, mornings 5 to 9, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
My little brother Gavin was killed in a car crash in Knox County.
But Gavin was not known to wear a seatbelt, and the truck rolled 3 times. And when it flipped, he was ejected from the vehicle
at approximately 12:02.
Imagine leaving life at the age of 27. It's not fair that I don't have my brother anymore. If you care about the people around you, tell your loved ones to put their seatbelts on. You can learn more about Gavin at lifeordeathillinois.com.
While hopefully you're all staying safe and healthy, many of you are probably at home now. You can use some of the time to spring clean, which brings me to that old car just taking up space in your garage. The time has come to get rid of it. When you donate your car to Cars for Kids, it can live on by giving kids a chance to succeed. And it can all be done in the comfort of your home. Thousands of people have experienced the ease and convenience of donating to Cars for Kids. No need to go out or do anything in person. You don't even have to be at your car when it's picked up. In an era when everything is just a few clicks away, donating a car should be no different. Go to carsforkids.com and donate with a click of a button, or call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. They'll send someone to pick up your car contact-free, and you'll receive a tax receipt and voucher for a vacation that can be used for 1 year. See for yourself how simple it is. Go to carsforkids.com or call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS now to donate. Remember, that's cars with a K.
Napa Know How.
Father's Day knickknacks, that funny mug, ironic tie, or worse, IOU coupon books. It's time to get yourself something you want, Dad, like a Craftsman half-inch corded impact wrench for $99.99. It's the perfect gift to give to yourself. And while you're here, don't forget to shop all our great deals on Craftsman tools. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer ends 6/30/20.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've been camping in your backyard, cycling in your living room. You've been enjoying rain showers in your bathroom, campfires on your TV screen. You've been counting stars and birds from your window, and holding family cookouts in the kitchen. Now, get ready to go. go on a real vacation. Take the wheel at your nearest RV dealer or at GoRV.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Steve Stone.
You're going to start playing this game of baseball.